From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Rick Singeri. Vermont officials say the state has received approval from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to start demolition of the state complex in Waterbury. Some buildings had to be abandoned after there was flooding by Tropical Storm Irene. Governor Peter Shumlin and Administration Secretary Jeb Spaulding made the announcement today. Spaulding says state officials received verbal approval last week, and they're expecting written approval this week. Spaulding says the demolition work can begin in a couple of months. He also says they expect to hear from FEMA in the relatively near future about how much the state will be reimbursed for the $124 million project. It includes the demolition of some of the damaged buildings, renovation of others, and building new floodproof structures. The Vermont Senate will resume debate this afternoon on a proposal that would allow doctors to prescribe lethal medication to terminally ill patients who request it. After a lengthy debate last night, lawmakers postponed final action until today. The bill has divided the Senate evenly for months, and last night the deep divisions continued. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, an opponent of the legislation, cast the deciding vote to defeat an amendment that supporters said was needed to restore some protections in the bill. Addison Senator Claire Eyre tried unsuccessfully to convince her colleagues to approve language that moved the bill closer to one adopted by the House, modeled after the law used in Oregon. The debate got heated at times as senators went over familiar philosophical and moral arguments. Windsor Senator Dick McCormick accused opponents of finding differing and contradictory reasons for fighting the bill.
The initial opposition was there are dangers. There is too many dangers. What if this happens? What if that happens? Etc. And Oregon responded to that with safeguards. And we heard here the Oregon safeguards are fake. They're not really safeguards. There's too much danger. And the safeguards aren't strong enough. And then the next day we're told, well, you don't need any safeguards.
Those comments drew a rebuke from Bennington Senator Dick Sears. He said different senators had different reasons for opposing the bill.
People have reasons to oppose this that may not all be the same. Did that ever occur to some of you? That there are many reasons why 13 of us have consistently opposed this. It is not because we're stupid. It is not because we don't understand the issues.
The Senate will take up amendments in an effort to reach a compromise this afternoon. Here's the latest Eye in the Sky forecast for this afternoon. A rising chance of showers. We'll have highs today in the low 70s to the low 80s. The comprehensive Eye in the Sky forecast coming up at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Rick Singeri.